Gung-ho greetings. Welcome to the U.S. Phone Force, the talk show that leads the way. My name is Tom Kovach. Perhaps you've read my columns at Renew America or WorldNet Daily. My signature column series is called Short Bursts. If you served in the military, as I did, then perhaps you've worn a little gizmo called the Kovach Clip, which I invented. Or maybe you're one of the 49,000 people that voted for me in the last election for Congress in the Nashville area. Regardless of how you found the program, welcome to the U.S. Phone Force. Prepare for takeoff.
Today is Sunday, 17 February 2008, and you are listening to the U.S. Phone Force. My name is Tom Kovach, your host, and there are several ways to contact the U.S. Phone Force. The call-in number is toll-free, area code 800-313-9443. Tell all of your friends to tune in to the U.S. Phone Force and to support our sponsors. As we gain more listening members of the U.S. Phone Force, the program will continue to add improvements. You can also visit my website at www.tomkovach.us. Remember, Kovach is spelled K-O-V-A-C-H, just like it sounds. And it's .us, not .com, .us. You can email the show at radio@tomkovach.us. Again, that email address is radio@tomkovach.us. Now, I need to tell you that there is, on the Republic Broadcast Network site, which is www.republicbroadcasting.org, there is a chat room. However, I also need to tell you that I'm having some technical difficulties and I cannot participate in the chat room. But our network president encourages you to go to the chat room, and if you're listening, you can communicate with other listeners off the air, and you can perhaps if you have a comment and you want to call in but you're not sure of your information, maybe you know someone else that is experienced in that field and you want to ask them a couple questions before you call in, the chat room is a great way to do that. Now, that is that address again is www.republicbroadcasting.org. There you can also see broadcast archives for each of our programs. You can also see column archives for those of our hosts that write a column. I write a column, and today we'll be discussing several of those columns. So if you'd like to visit the archives, simply go to the home page at www.republicbroadcasting.org and look for the page that says Writers, Host Writers, and then click that page and you can follow the link to your favorite host, hint, hint, and then go to the column archives. We have a number of topics. We will continue to talk about some of the outcome of Super Tuesday because, of course, there are a lot of spin-off discussions of that, one of which has to do with a column that I wrote called Merely Being Right is Not Enough. And you can go and look at my other columns that we'll be discussing, one called Roller Coaster Ride to the White House, another, Big Two Parties Caught in Their Own Trap. Read that one in detail. And then my latest column is titled, What Was Gary Bauer Thinking? In case you didn't read the news, Gary Bauer, founder of the Family Research Council and now president of an organization called American Values, gave his endorsement to John McCain for president. We'll discuss all that and more when we come back from this break on the U.S. Phone Force.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, Collodial Silver, Olive Leaf Extract, Oregano Oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
U.S. Phone Force. My name is Tom Kovach, your host. The call-in number is toll-free 800-313-9443. And you can also email the show at radio@tomkovach.us. Not .com, it's .us. Now, today is a free fire zone here on the U.S. Phone Force. We can talk about anything you like. We do like to discuss some serious topics, presidential politics being high on that list. But right now, anything is game, even if it's just a fun topic. And so feel free to call in. Again, that number is 800-313-9443. Something that is both fun and political is this item from WorldNet Daily. Headline: Top psychiatrist concludes liberals are clinically nuts. Makes the case that ideology is a mental disorder. Dateline, Washington, dated yesterday. Just when liberals thought it was safe to start identifying themselves as such, an acclaimed veteran psychiatrist is making the case that the ideology motivating them is actually a mental disorder. Quote, Based on strikingly irrational beliefs and emotions, modern liberals relentlessly undermine the most important principles on which our freedoms were founded, unquote, says Dr. Lyle Rossiter, author of the new book, The Liberal Mind, Psychological Causes of Political Madness. Quote, like spoiled, angry children, they rebel against the normal responsibilities of adulthood and demand that a parental government meet their needs from cradle to grave, unquote. While political activists on the other side of the spectrum have made similar observations, Rossiter boasts professional credentials and a life virtually free of activism and links to the vast right-wing conspiracy. For more than 35 years, he has diagnosed and treated more than 1,500 patients as a board-certified clinical psychiatrist and examined more than 2,700 criminal and civil cases as a board-certified forensic psychiatrist. He received his medical and psychiatric training at the University of Chicago. Rossiter says the kind of liberalism being displayed by the two major candidates for the Democratic Party presidential nomination can only be understood as a psychological disorder. Quote, a social scientist who understands human nature will not dismiss the vital roles of free choice, voluntary cooperation, and moral integrity, as liberals do. A political leader who understands human nature will not ignore individual differences in talent, drive, personal appeal, and work ethic, and then try to impose economic and social equality upon the population, as liberals do. And a legislator who understands human nature will not create an environment of rules which over-regulates and over-taxes the nation's citizens, corrupts their character, and reduces them to wards of the state, as liberals do. Unquote. Dr. Rossiter says the liberal agenda preys upon weakness and feelings of inferiority in the population by creating and reinforcing perceptions of victimization, satisfying infantile claims to entitlement, indulgence, and compensation, augmenting primitive feelings of envy, rejecting the sovereignty of the individual, subordinating him to the will of the government. Quote, the roots of liberalism and its associated madness can be clearly identified by understanding how children develop from infancy to adulthood and how distorted development produces the irrational beliefs of the liberal mind. When the modern liberal mind whines about imaginary victims, rages against imaginary villains, and seeks above all else to run the lives of persons competent to run their own lives, the neurosis of the liberal mind becomes painfully obvious. Unquote. Well, what do you think? I have a friend in upstate New York who is retired, and he has said for 20 or 30 years that liberalism is a mental disorder. In fact, he calls it dementia liberalis. What do you think? The call-in number is toll-free, area code 800-313-9443, or you can email the show at radio@tomkovach.us. And we do have a caller on the line going by the nickname Air Boss. Air Boss, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Oh, I just wanted to tell everybody that all the rumors about, I heard from Ron Paul on YouTube yesterday, from the day before yesterday, 48 hours now, that he is still in the race for president.
Yes.
He just turned his attentions to his congressional seat that he has to defend also.
Right. Yeah. So he is not backing out of the presidential race.
No. He just had to turn his focus off for a short period of time.
Right. Now, what do you think about his announcement a week ago that he would not seek the nomination of a smaller party, that he will only seek the nomination of the Republican Party. How do you feel about that?
I think that's a smart move.
Why? Why do you think that that's a smart move?
It would give him a flip-flop mentality with some people.
Really? Now, do you think, for example,
you know,
that a person...
if he changes course, he flip-flops.
Well,
he never needs to change on course.
Right, well, can I finish my question?
Stay on target.
Excuse me, can I finish my question?
Sure.
Thank you. Do you think that if a person runs on more than one party line, it's a flip-flop? Or do you think a person can run on more than one party line? You haven't considered that, have
you? Line.
You see, here's the problem. In most states, we have multiple party politics, but people are still thinking one from column A and one from column B. And, see, that's not how to win elections.
Yeah, there's no difference between columns.
Well, right. Okay. Now, you've just painted yourself in a corner, sir, because if there's no difference between column A and column B, why should not Ron Paul just run on column C?
He may should have started out on column C then.
Okay, but just because he's on the Republican line, now, and I have to preface this, now, you're calling from Texas. I grew up in South Texas. However, I left when I was 14, so...
Yeah, well, I stayed. I'm native, and I'm still here.
Well, good for you. My point being that I don't know the nuts and bolts of Texas politics, but as I recall, and now I know Texas has multiple lines on the ballot, because, for example, the Constitution Party had a candidate in South Central Texas. He was out of Seguin, and... he got, as I recall, 35,000 votes 2 years ago on the Constitution Party line. It was not enough to win the election, but it was enough to send shockwaves through the big two political parties. But my point being that Ron Paul could run on, he can remain a Republican. He doesn't have to change party membership, but why not run on both the Republican line and the Constitution Party line? And then that way, if he gets booted off in the Republican primary or at the national convention, he's still on the line on the Constitution Party. What's wrong with that?
I don't think I see anything wrong with it if he keeps his name on the ballot.
Well, then it wouldn't be a flip-flop, would it?
Yeah, I guess not.
Well, that's the point. I'm trying to get...
But you put in there that he stays in both parties.
No, I didn't say that. I said he remains a Republican.
Right.
He's a member of the Republican Party.
Right.
But see, the Republican Party and the... Well, I should say the traditional Republican Party, the Republican Party of Barry Goldwater and Ronald Reagan...
Yes.
...agrees...
Goldwater, anyway...
Well, but see, that Republican Party, the traditional Republicans, agree with the Constitution Party on virtually everything. The problem is that the Republican Party has been hijacked by people that are duplicitous and have a globalist agenda. On the one hand, they want to talk like conservatives, but on the other hand, they want to stick their hand out of the curtain of the voting booth and get a government grant or a government handout for their big business.
I understand this.
Well, what do you think?
Well,
how do we fix it?
I think one thing we need to do to fix it is to go back to paper ballots and count the votes at the precinct.
Do you know about a lawsuit that's currently in progress called the National Clean Elections Lawsuit?
No, I don't, and I hear break music.
Ah, okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I will explain that after the break. And thanks for calling, Airboss, and keep listening. And feel free to call again next week, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Blessing.
Yes, and that music coming up, that music tells us that we're about to take a network break. And by the way, that music is Dmitry Smirnov, leader of the band Varinya, playing the traditional Russian balalaika. Now, it's interesting. I've tried to explain this on the program, and I'm really surprised nobody's called and asked me why I play that music. We'll be back after this.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkey Lights unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, and the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
And we're back with more of the U.S. Phone Force. Before the break, we discussed, and this is a favorite topic of mine, so you will see this theme recurring frequently, and we have to get conservatives outside the box. If you have not read it yet, please go to my column archives at republicbroadcasting.org. Look up the column that says, merely being right is not enough. And read that and pay attention. There is a strategy there for how conservative-minded voters can win instead of merely being the loyal opposition, as Richard Nixon called us. Now, there's kind of an oxymoron in that how conservative was Richard Nixon, really? But better half a loaf than none. Before we get back to our callers, I need to tell you about one of our sponsors, hempusa.org. Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. at hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. This nutrient-dense food can be used as a storable food for up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. Your body will react and heal itself as given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call area code 908. 691-2608 or order from hempusa.org. Call 908-691-2608. And we are back with more phone calls, and we have on the line with us from Kentucky, Technoman. Go ahead.
Hey, you ain't going to believe it, but I was going to ask you about that there music you're playing.
Really? And by the way, what part of Kentucky are you from?
Northeastern.
Northeastern. Okay, well, very good. Now,
now, I don't say East Kentucky like some of these people are trying to imply that we've seceded or something already. But
oh, no, no. You just
a lot of people say East Kentucky these days, and I don't know what grammar teacher taught them that, because West Virginia ain't. You know, they just don't capitalize the E.
Right. No, no, I understand completely. You know, we have that discussion in Middle Tennessee all the time. There are some people that capitalize middle and some that don't. Go figure. But you're right. If you capitalize it, it's a separate political region, and I can't seem to convince people of that. So,
well, anyway, what about that Russian music or whatever?
All right. Well, see, now the reason I ask what part of the state you're in is you're up there in coal country, right?
Yeah, almost.
So you know that a lot of the coal miners came from the old country. There's a lot of Russian and Polish coal miners, especially. Not as much in Kentucky, although there are. My first wife's grandmother worked in a kitchen in the coal mines in Kentucky.
Lots of Scotch-Irish craftsmen from the Highlands, too.
That's right. The Scotch, the Welsh, and the English are the other big miners, and especially coal miners. That's the big ethnic group that you'll see in the mines. But the reason is kind of twofold. Kovach is Russian, and it's not what they call Great Russian. So I get people say to me, "Oh, Kovach, you're not Russian." Well, ask my grandmother that question. Anyway, the point is, a lot of people of Slavic ethnic heritage, Russian, Polish, Slovak, Ukrainian, we kind of got branded during the 50s and 60s. Oh, you're automatically a communist. But in fact, the opposite is true. My experience is that people of especially Russian and Ukrainian heritage are the staunchest anti-communists you will ever meet.
A lot of Christians need to read their Bible about in the book of Acts where those two were struck dead. They were holding all of their property in common. And I think that's why they abandoned they may have abandoned that idea after that.
Well, you kind of got half a verse there. What happened in that case, the two were named Ananias and Sapphira.
Yeah.
And Ananias was the husband, and he came up with this idea. Well, actually, no, I think he listened to his wife, which was the same problem that Adam had.
Yeah.
But by the way, if you go back to Genesis and read it, you will find that God told Adam specifically, because you listened to your wife, how the curse begins. I don't want to dig a hole any deeper than that, okay?
But Is your wife listening to the show?
Take it?
Is your wife listening to the show?
She's asleep right now, okay?
That's not what I wanted to call in about. But
no, I understand.
Okay.
And in fact, this is, unfortunately, you called during the short segment. So I hear the music beginning to come up again in my ear, and so I'm going to have to wrap this up, and I'll do a little bit more with it, because this is a fun topic, and there's actually more to it than people realize, which is why I use the music to stimulate callers. So, Technoman, by all means, in fact, will you stay on after the break?
I can hold for a few more minutes.
Okay, please do, because we're going to pay a few light bills around here, and then after that we'll be back, and I want to discuss this a little bit more. This is a lively, fun topic. So stick around.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
U.S. Phone Force. We're in mid-conversation with Technoman from Kentucky, who wanted to know why, when we do the musical outro here on the U.S. Phone Force, I use Russian music. And there is kind of a multi-pronged topic to this, and I like to have a little fun with things. It's an attention-getter. I find that quite a few of our listeners on RBN are still kind of stuck in the 50s in certain ways. Now, in other ways, as John Stattmiller, the network president, says, we have the most educated audience in talk radio, and I find that a lot of our listeners are very bright. But some of our listeners have this emotional thing from the 1950s that, well, he's a Russian, therefore he must be a communist. No, not true. I am a very loyal American. My father was born in America, My grandmother immigrated from the old country. And the way it works out, if you had gone to visit my late grandmother, she would have shown you, the first time you come in her house, she would proudly show you two items. The first being her little pocket Bible that she carried in her apron, printed in the Cyrillic alphabet, and brought from the old country. And then she would take you into the dining room and show you there on the wall, proudly framed, her immigration certificate from Ellis Island. And she would say, "I am an American," see, in her accent. So there's nothing wrong with having a Russian accent. There's nothing wrong with speaking Russian. When I was young and thin, I used to Cossack dance and jump high in the air and do all that cool stuff. Now I'm kind of old and fat, so I don't do it anymore. But the idea is that I do that to remind people that every one of us that is a loyal American, and I was career United States Air Force, okay, and I love my country, every one of us has a duty to get together and try to save this country instead of splitting hairs and trying to pull each other apart. So, Technoman, did that answer your question?
Yeah, but as the movie Blast from the Past points out, are we supposed to believe one day the Politburo just said, "We give up"?
No, no, I don't. No, not at all. And in fact, one of the best insights that I got from that, I can't go into too much detail on the open airwaves, but I have a friend who is former GRU. Does that tell you anything? Okay. And he was the first one to tell me, "Do not be fooled. Communism is not dead. Three steps forward and two steps back."
I would love to get a hold of a copy of those public service announcements they were going to run in England after that Litvinenko got poisoned with polonium. They will not. I don't know if anybody's ever seen them. I figured they'd show up on YouTube or somewhere, but I ain't seen them.
You're not talking about the guy that was assassinated on the bridge. You're talking about the guy that was assassinated in the hospital.
They acted like his cigarette was laced with it, but the anti-smoking campaign that somebody came up with was to pointing out that there is polonium in tobacco a lot of times.
Therefore more easily masked. That's the funny thing. The Soviets were very good about developing poisons that are easily masked and difficult to find even in an autopsy.
Well, they think that guy might have smoked a cigarette that was laced with it. I think that was one of the stories that was put forward, but my point was that they wouldn't let these public service announcements go on the air because they were, I guess, seen as somehow insensitive to the family. So even though they probably would have been pretty effective to the millions of people that need to cut back or quit, you know, somehow.
I've been blessed to meet a few rather interesting people in my life, and I'm here to tell you that communism is far from dead.
Yeah.
And, yes, we need to stand against communism. The sad fact, though, is that one of the areas where we need to stand the strongest against communism is the elected representatives of our own government. Did you know that more than 10% of the United States House of Representatives, in fact, it's close to 15% now, are members of a group called the Progressive Caucus? Are you familiar with them?
No, I haven't heard of them, but I do think that one of the battles that we need to wage is a prayer war. I mean, people are always calling for it, but you kind of get tired of people hearing about it. I mean, I certainly have my own battles, and from time to time, things. You know, I'd like to ask for prayers every now and then, but
when I face a particular problem and it's a really bad problem and I feel pinned down, do you know what I call that when I get on the phone and ask my friends to pray for me?
Guessing. I wouldn't know.
I call it calling in an airstrike. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, we need an airstrike for sure. There's so many things right now that's going on that for people that are paying attention know about them. That, you know, we really need a lot of serenity going on to just say, we're going to have to let some of this go. And one of the, you know, the caller talking about Ron Paul, I think Ron Paul has to know what he's doing. you know, and live with his decisions. But,
right.
I never, you know, the rumors were rampant that he was, you know, dropping out, but I never heard him say that, so.
No, he is not dropping out. What it is on the 4th of March, Texas holds its primary, and he's facing a challenger on the Republican line.
So he knows what he's doing.
Oh, very much so. He's a very smart man. I've met him personally. Now, we're really getting into some good conversation, but I have other callers on hold, so I'm going to need to move on. But please call back next week.
I'll try.
All right. Thanks a lot. All right. And moving on, I apologize for keeping him on hold so long, but we have John from Tennessee. John, welcome to the U.S. Phone Force.
Good morning, Tom. If I drop, it's because I'm on my way to Fayetteville. I'm in a rainstorm down here going through some bluffs.
All right, yeah, it's kind of bad weather. We have a pretty significant windstorm right at the moment. I don't see the trees moving where I am, but the wind was howling just a few minutes ago, and I'm surprised that my line connections to the network are surviving. So what's on your mind this morning, John?
Well, earlier this week, Tom, you and I talked, and I met organization, I couldn't recall the name. I've done a little bit of homework. It's the Council for National Policy. It's the organization that I told you there were some people that were members of it.
You know, John, you did cut in and out a little bit, but I got enough syllables to hear that it was the Council on National Policy. And, in fact, I sent an email to one of their leading members just a few days ago, so I did follow up on our conversation.
Well, you know, it's interesting because William Crystal, who is also a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, is a member of the CNP, and there's some other people on there that are a little bit questionable. So I wonder how much is in, how much there is to the Council on national policy.
Well, the thing is, now I'll have to see if I can get a membership roster. Whenever you see the left-tilting news media has some very interesting twists. For example, in every Associated Press story that you'll see about the Council on National Policy, they are referred to as, quote, a super secretive right-wing organization, unquote. However, they don't use terms like that when discussing MoveOn.org or the Council on Foreign Relations or any of those groups. And, in fact, that same left-tilting media referred to Bill Clinton as a centrist, and that's about as laughable as can be.
Well, you know, I did go to their website. They've got a website. And you can read articles by people like William Crystal and Phyllis Schlafly and others that are on there. So at least they have a little bit of their membership is posted prominently in their article section, unlike the Council on Foreign Relations and the other secretive groups. But anyway, I wanted to let you know that I had checked into that a little bit. I don't know how much to make of it or what to make of it exactly. I just have a little bit of skepticism when I see crossing over between the CFR and the CNP. That's a little bit of a red flag.
I agree, John. Now, I do have a very good acquaintance, a friend who I don't think he's a member of the CNP, but he has been to some of their public meetings where they give presentations in large cities. So I will get with him and I will research that a little further and see if I can get. I already have, by the way, if those of you that read my columns, you'll find that if you go to the latest column in which I mentioned Fred Thompson, you will find a link directly to the actual official membership roster of the Council on Foreign Relations. And a lot of people say that you can't obtain it, it's super secret, blah, blah, blah. By the way, John, thanks for the call. You were breaking up a little bit on those last couple sentences, so I'm going to have to let you go. But keep listening on the radio. And as I was saying, I do have that membership roster. You can actually write to the Council on Foreign Relations, and they will provide you a PDF copy of their membership roster. It's a very large file. There are about 2,700 names on it, but I do have it stored on my website. And if you read my columns, any of my recent columns in the last 3 or 4 months, you will find that anywhere where the word CFR member are in that column, you will find a link directly to the official membership roster of the Council on Foreign Relations. They do, by the way, post some of their position articles on their website, too. Now, they used to not years ago, but now they do because I guess they feel that they no longer need to operate under quite the same level of secrecy. Why? Well, gosh, I think they're far enough along in their agenda that not only do they not feel the need to hide anymore, but what would be the point? Why spend the money and the effort on secrecy when instead they can spend the money and the effort on finishing the completion of their global agenda? What do you think? The call-in number is toll-free, 1-800-313-9443. Or you can email the show at radio@tomkovach.us. It's not .com, it's .us. Are we headed toward a global mindset? And do you need to steel your mind against globalism, which is simply, I guess you could say, the last goal of communism? Communism is a totalitarian system. Communism cannot exist completely without one of two things, and each one leads to the other. One is the suppression of dissent, and the other is global outreach. You see, as long as there are people anywhere in the world with the means to print, to publish, especially now with the internet reach, or to broadcast, especially with shortwave radio so that people can access it around the world cheaply, as long as anybody has the ability to speak out anywhere in the world against communism, they will not be satisfied. What do you think? Did I overstate my case, or do you agree? Now, if I overstated my case, prove it to me. 1-800-313-9443 is the call-in number for the U.S. phone force. But if I've overstated my case, explain to me this news item from Germany via WorldNet Daily. Headline, mandatory integration of children pursued. This is one of the great developments of the 19th century toward democracy, is the subtitle. And this is by Bob Unruh. He is news editor, deputy news editor at WorldNet Daily. A government bureaucrat in Germany says that nation demands all children attend government-approved schools because they all must be integrated into society the same way. Quote, this is one of the great developments of the 19th century towards emancipation and democracy, unquote, a recently dated letter to a homeschool advocate said. Sorry, I had to hit the world-famous cough button. WorldNet Daily has reported a number of times on Germany's aggressive enforcement of its Hitler-era ban on homeschooling, and even when parents decided they would flee to Iran to seek a less oppressive educational environment for their child. Imagine that. One German student, Melissa Busqueros, at one point simply was taken into custody by members of a team of police officers and confined to a mental institution for her crime of being homeschooled. Wolfgang Drautz, Consul General for the Federal Republic of Germany, has commented on this issue on a blog, noting the government, quote, has a legitimate interest in countering the rise of parallel societies that are based on religion or motivated by different world views and in integrating minorities into the population as a whole, unquote. Now, think about that. Let's go through those phrases again. A legitimate interest in countering the rise of parallel societies based on religion or motivated by different world views. That sounds an awful lot like thought suppression to me. Continuing on in the news article, Drought said homeschool students' test results may be as good as those as for those in school, but, quote, school teaches not only knowledge but also social conduct, encourages dialogue among people of different beliefs and cultures, and helps students to become responsible citizens, unquote. Let's translate that into plain English. In other words, kids go there to be indoctrinated to say yes and to be reduced to the lowest common denominator. What do you think? You can call in after this break, coming up here on the Republic Broadcast Network and the U.S. Phone Force, and we have a caller on hold we'll get to after this break with more of the U.S. Phone Force after this.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
back with more of the U.S. Phone Force on the Republic Broadcasting Network. By the way, the website is www.republicbroadcasting.org. And if you'd like to visit my website, it's www.tomkovach.us. Kovach is spelled just like it sounds, K-O-V-A-C-H, rhymes with watch. There, among other things, you can find a link to my book, Slingshot. I encourage you to read it. You've never read a book like Slingshot. If you want to find out some of the information that's behind this broadcast, get the book Slingshot. And we're going to go right to the next caller from Texas on hold. We have Davey. Davey, welcome to the U.S. Phone Force. What's on your mind?
Oh, man, pretty day. Got a good sunshine over here this morning in Texas.
Well, I'm glad you do.
We had the rain and storm Saturday night, Friday night and Saturday.
Yeah. Well, we've got them now.
Well,
a lot.
Anyway,
where in Texas are you?
Just for the making it simple department, so little children can understand. You know, Tom, when I was going to high school, I used to have to pick 20 bushels of apples a day in the summertime.
Okay.
And I used to pick 10 bushels in the morning before I went to work and 10 bushels when I got back in the evening.
All right.
And my preface question would be, you know, do we have a worm in the big apple here in America, you know?
Well, you know, that's a great question, and that's where I was going with the previous caller just a few minutes ago about the Progressive Caucus. Are you familiar with them?
Well, I was going to ask you if you're familiar with this piece by Dan Eden today at viewzone.com, Dual Citizen.
No, I've not seen it yet.
You know, it's kind of what you're talking about is like a microcosm. But if we took that next breadcrumb in the breadcrumb trail of, you know, where does communism come from?
Right.
Then we got to take a hard, you know, look at what the facts actually say. You know what I mean?
What facts are we talking about?
Well, the Talmud, you know, who God's chosen people Israel are. You see, there's 12 tribes, and none of them have ever been Jewish. That's where the confusion sets in. That's where communism comes from. It's where Zionism comes from. It's where all the evils that plague the world come from, because those are the money changers. Now, you know, they allegedly come through Lucifer to Cain to Edom. Okay, that's Edomite, Talmudic terrorist Jewry.
Right. Well, here's the thing, Davey. Okay, I have heard material for the past 15 or 20 years from people from the Christian Identity Movement, people that claim, various aspects of this. Now, I will admit to you, there is some potential for the linguistic argument that the Israelites and the Jews are two different people. I'll give you that one. I'm not entirely convinced, but I'll say I'm somewhere between 50 to 75%. I'll give you that one for free, okay? But to say that the 10 lost tribes are actually the Anglo-Saxon people, and somehow they got in a boat and went to England and kept their mouth shut for 750 years or whatever it was, and all of a sudden they realized, oh, we're the 10 lost tribes and this and that. No, we're not going there. As I said on last week's program, I don't care what your upbringing is, what family you were born into, et cetera, everyone has individual choices. And so to say that all the evils of the world come from the Jews is, now, and I believe there are conspiracies, okay, but that one's far too conspiratorial for me. Okay, and that's pretty much the end of that discussion as we draw to the end of this segment. We'll be back after the hourly break with more of the U.S. Phone Force.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect